Hello, welcome to Extra Ginger. We have another full episode today. It's got Dreamatorium cleanse vibes, but I read somewhere that the best thing you can do is take advantage of like titles for your podcast. So yeah, she's making business moves and following advice. So this is a kind of surrogate Dreamatorium cleanse. But the theme is the circularity of time. So buckle in, get ready to rumble, and let's get started.
Where the hell have you been?
Waiting.
For what?
For this.
Welcome back to Extra Ginger, the best podcast on earth. I'm your host, Annie, and I hope the little intro was intriguing. The circularity of time, oh my, what does she mean? I mean that time is a circle. I don't believe that time is linear, and I am also a huge fan of divine timing. So things that are, I think I verbatim said this in my last episode, but things that are well-timed, well-aligned, well-executed really make me happy. And especially when, you know, all these moving pieces kind of fit together and work out, which of course involves the construct of time, I think that can be really challenging to do. And it takes a lot of persistence, especially when you're trying to get a lot of pieces in the same place. Yeah, that takes like real effort to me. And I think it's one of those few things that not everyone can do. So one of the most recent examples of divine timing is that I've been thinking a lot about, like self-identity and, kind of staying true to yourself and how to keep doing that. And I had watched this show Beef on Netflix with Ali Wong and Steven Yeun, and among many themes, one of the like reoccurring elements in the show is, I think, like generational trauma and passing that down through, you know, parents to kids, and how there's this like stigma, I guess, in the Asian community, about kind of airing out your dirty laundry, I guess. And I related to this, and I didn't even know that when like Turning Red, that Disney movie came out, or Pixar maybe. When Turning Red came out, I didn't see it, but I had watched the trailer and I had this immediate aversion to almost everything about it. I am a sucker for coming-of-age stories and friendship stories and little outcast stories. I love like a group of oddballs. But seeing some of the things in the trailer, I immediately had this thought of like, oh, that should not be public knowledge. Like the things they're going to show in this movie should not be for everyone to see. And I think after thinking about that for a while, Beef had really changed my perspective because, you know, at the end, Ali and Steven are like in the desert and near death. They had like eaten these poisonous berries and thrown up multiple times and went through stages of hysteria and hallucinations. And They're having this like heart-to-heart emotional bond talk connection moment. And Allie goes, wow, this is so nice. Like, we should have done this earlier. And Steven says something like, oh, I know. Like, what a shame. And they're kind of floaty, like, in this weird mental state. But I think it's a pivotal example of how dangerous it can be to let this weight build up inside of you, especially when some of it is passed down through generations. So I think about how, you know, there's this like whatever concept of breaking the cycle, right? And I think one of the heavier facets of that is the cycle has been rolling for generations, right? So it's not just years or decades. It's families upon families upon eras of whatever, you know, negative emotion you can name, guilt, shame, whatever. Like, it's compounded and stacked on top of each other. And breaking the cycle doesn't mean getting rid of your own guilt and shame and bad habits. It means you have to punch up, like, through the generations, right? Like, if you imagine, like, if we think about a circle, right? Breaking a circle from the outside means that you disturbed the loop. Now it's just a line, right? Because it doesn't connect at both ends. But it also means that you're inside of this almost completely fenced in area. If you really want to get out, you have to come back the way that you came in, or you have to completely break through the other side. I particularly admired Allie, like, before this movie, watching, like, her stand-up, because of the way she talks about her family and her love life and her kids. I don't know if she talks about her kids, but definitely her husband and her family and her career. And I guess, like, the counterpart of generational problems is also, like, related to the last episode about balance. There is truly no one stopping you from having the life that you want. And I think that's a really hard truth to accept and internalize. But it's true. And I think Beef does a really good job of, like, driving this point home, is that both Allie and Steven's characters are, like, deeply unhappy, but it's because they're living for other people and they're so used to doing that that it can be difficult to tell what you even want anymore. And at that point, you've lost yourself, right? If you don't know what you want, then you don't know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, then you're susceptible to every type of influence ever. Like, people, situations, the weather, like, anything could shift your foundation because you don't have one. And I think there really is a fine line between, like, knowing how much to dedicate to yourself versus to other people. But it's kind of the whole point to figure that out, right? Like, I know that it's hard and that we're all busy and that this seems like a trivial thing. But again, this is another one of my, like, rose-colored glasses sentiments is that if we start taking care of ourselves, it becomes easier to take care of other people. And I think that's a huge point in Allie and Steven's characters, is that, you know, Allie works super hard. I mean, like, there's this one part in the show I started crying at. Allie was just explaining, really, not even defending herself. Like, she was just explaining to this kid that, you know, where she's at in her life, having all this money and this big house and on the edge of the peak of her career, in a good way, like on the top. In order to get there, she had to give up a lot, like a lot of, you know, family time, being there for her kid, knowing her kid even, husband time, time for herself. Like, she gave up a lot to get where she is. And I really loved the way that it was repeated, like, over and over again, that it only took her a couple of years. Like, it wasn't 5 and it wasn't 10. It took her some relatively short amount of time to gain the success because of the things that she sacrificed for it. Not because, you know, she is necessarily more brilliant or had more money to start with than other people. She just gave things up. And I think that's the reality of, you know, being successful as well, is that you can't hold everything in your hands, right? If you want one thing, there's a good chance that you're going to have to give up something else. And I think the weight of doing that, the weight of chasing success, is dangerous, because I think there is this, like, undertone of gratitude, right? Like, I should be thankful for what I have, and I should be thankful that I even get the chance to work this hard. But it's hard anyway, regardless of whether or not you're grateful for it, right? Like, that doesn't take away the fact that it's still difficult to work long hours and not do the things that you want, or to sometimes feel like you don't even have time to do the things that you need to. And not being able to talk about it with people that you trust and with people that see you is the worst. It's just the worst, and I don't wish that on anyone. And I'm really glad that Beef was able to, like, show that alongside all these complexities that come with generational trauma and feeling alone in a family. I think that's something that Allie really, it was so painful to watch that scene with, I think her husband's name is, like, George or something in the show. They're doing this, like, intimacy exercise, and they're just supposed to, like, sit across from each other and hold hands and, you know, talk honestly and vulnerably, and it just fails so spectacularly. Like, you know, there's this moment where George is genuinely trying to help her, I think, but the way that Allie receives it, it's just like, okay, never mind. Like, forget I said anything. Don't even worry about it. Like, it's so sad, because everyone should have someone to talk to. And this is why I am such a huge believer in therapy, and catharsis, and also good friends. But I know that can be not as accessible. You can't just pick them off the shelves. But on the flip side, I think the lesson from Beef is that self-fulfillment is truly critical to inner balance. Like, you can just keep doing things that make you happy. No one's stopping you from doing that. And in fact, no one should stop you from doing that. As long as the things that make you happy don't hurt anyone else, etc. There's no rule or, you know, unspoken word that you need permission from anyone to do things that make you happy. And I understand there's, you know, obligations, etc. But I think part of growing up is realizing that no one's going to put aside that time except you. So if you don't feel happy, like, maybe there's something you could do about it. And I know depression is, like, very different, but in the case of living for other people, like, I think that is just such a dangerous habit to build, because you start to lose yourself, and we don't like that here. So, if you need, like, literally there's no fairy godmother or fairy godfather or fairy god they person that has to come and tell you that you're allowed to do things. Like, you're allowed to do anything you want as long as it doesn't hurt people. And you should. Like, it makes sense, and I think it's a source of a lot of discomfort or unhappiness. Is that, you know, maybe try doing things that you enjoy. On that note, we can start closing it out. Welcome back to Extra Ginger Closing Ceremonies, which is done in two phases. Phase one is our reality check, where we offer up a little surprise, pop culture, world news, etc., to bring everyone back to the real world. So this week's reality check is from Jerry Seinfeld. He was the creator of the show Seinfeld, and from what I've heard, he had meticulous control over every aspect of the show, which tracks with a recent interview I saw of him from Howard Stern, where Jerry said that he is constantly thinking about new material. So every second of every day of his life is him trying to find ways to make real life into a bit. So, you know, something will happen, anything will happen, and he'll say, what can I get from this? Can I make something out of this? Is this something that I can use? And Stern's immediate response was like, that sounds awful. And Jerry, no hesitation, goes, oh yeah, it's torture. But I can't remember if he said he enjoys it or not, but it's his way of doing things. And I do think Seinfeld is a great show, to be honest. And I think the reality of what he said holds true, is that in simple terms, if you want to find out, you have to fuck around. And in technical terms, I think making anything really, 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 really great takes time. It just takes time. And unlike Jerry, I don't think a really great piece comes from, you know, working every second of every day. I don't think that's everyone's operation mode, nor should it be, because then we would all be, I think, soulless. Because I think you'd have to sacrifice a part of your soul in order to be doing anything all day, every day. Just dedicating all of your focus like that to one thing must be soul-sucking. But the reality of making something truly wonderful and that has longevity and that can stand the test of time, even though time is a circle, is that it just takes effort, regardless of the hours, I think it takes true effort and care. And sometimes that means you have to work long hours. But the payoff is what you decide to make it, I think. And this also ties into like self-fulfillment and taking care of yourself, is that, yeah, you can work super, 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 super hard on something and pour all of your heart and spirit into it. But the goal, whatever that may be, shouldn't be everything, right? You should be able to enjoy the journey, the lead up, the plan, the execution, you know? Like, if we only got the good things after we finished whatever we were supposed to finish, I don't think we would ever get anything, because when is anything ever done, right? And at least for me, I find it so much easier to take things in stride or to have a more pleasant life in general if I remind myself to try and enjoy the journey. Because, you know, the goal can be very grounding and it can keep you centered and it can keep you focused on getting to the finish line. But your body still has to be capable of getting to the finish line, right? And that doesn't happen if you don't take care of it. So yeah, I think we can move into phase two, which is our palate cleanser. And for this week's palate cleanser, we have a music recommendation. I have the whole Pod playlist with a bunch of music recs linked in the description, but specifically Willow's new album, Coping Mechanism. It came out a little bit ago, so I'm a little late to the like release listening party. but it is fantastic, and Willow has always been top-notch A-level with lyrics, but like the sound on this one, clean, superb, highly recommend. And I think Willow fits in well with the theme of self-fulfillment and staying true to yourself and being who you are, because she is revolutionary, iconic, 11 out of 10, could not get any more transcendental, to be honest. So yeah, go Willow, love your new album, it's absolutely fantastic. And as always, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon.